Hello, this is Rebecca from the Credit Bureau. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good
Can
also.
you hear
Thanks
me?
for asking. Yes. I'm
Okay.
good also. Thanks for I understand that you're having credit issues, right?
Yes.
So by any chance, do you know what your credit score is?
It's probably like a 488. I think the highest I've seen it is a 507 for the FICO.
Okay, very well. You want to take a look at the lowest score because that one is the one with most of the information, right? Any late payments, pledges, medical bills, repos that are
No,
affecting you?
nothing's in collections. I just have three credit cards that I haven't paid on in about 6 months. I went through financial hardship with a wrongful termination at work.
Oh.
And then I dumped all my money back into the house and trying to keep things going, and now my relationship kind of on the south. And my pickup loan, I was told that it was being paid, and it turns out that it's 3 months behind, and now they're wanting to repo it. So, that's it. If you look on the credit report, though, it says that the pickup loan is in good standing, because I've been communicating with them and stuff. But I got to have money today, or I lose my pickup.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and I'm sorry that you had to go through all of that, Nicholas. And what is your goal for improving your credit? You want to get a loan, a rental, a car?
Loan. Well, I mean, honestly, if I could just get the GM Financial one payment, they'll be happy and give me another week, so I can get back to work. I'm a tattoo artist, so I mean, I get cash all the time. It's just, yeah, I don't have a place to work right at the second. I'm meeting with somebody at another shop on Wednesday, and I'm hopeful that I'll land that deal and get in there with them.
Okay.
It's just been a series of misfortune. It's
Yeah, life
pretty crazy.
happens, you know. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Nicholas, are you currently working? Do you receive SSI? What is it that you do for a living?
I'm a tattoo artist. But no, I don't receive any other income, no.
Very well. But based on what I understand, the only thing that is holding you back right now is your credit. So, unlike other
Okay.
companies, the credit pros works on improving every aspect of your credit, from disputing those questionable negatives to fast-tracking you to positive credit. Usually what happens is that you might not be 640 or above, right? So what we're going to do now is to attempt a sample of your summary to get an updated look at your score and the negative items. This is just a courtesy poll from Equifax. It will not harm your score in any way. And we use a special technology to protect your information. So I have your first name as Nicholas, last name Walters. Do you have a middle name or a suffix?
Middle name Scott, and then no suffix.
Scott, right? Perfect. May I have your address or mailing address, please?
P.O. Box 304, Sutherland, Nebraska, 69165.
651.
69165.
Okay. 69165, correct? P.O. Box 304, Sutherland, Nebraska. Phone number, just to confirm, 308-520-5070. Email address is going to be nwaltersdp@gmail.com, correct? Perfect. Date of birth, please.
1-8 of 82.
1-8-1982. Social Security number, please.
506-08-7491.
Just to confirm, what I have is 506-08-7491, correct? Perfect. In the meantime, I'll be asking you some security questions. This is just to make sure this is your credit score, not someone else's. Please keep in mind that
Okay.
some of the questions will not apply to you. Just let me know when that happens so we can skip those questions, please. And at the moment, I'm
Okay.
just waiting for those questions to upload. Okay, and here it is. First question. Did you open a bank card around July 2021?
Bank card.
In 2021, my options for the credit provider for this account are Bank of America, Sherman Financial, United National Corporation, Wells Fargo, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Perfect.
Mercury or one.
Okay, perfect. Your credit file indicates that you have an auto loan open around December 2019. Would this be correct?
Yeah, with the GM Financial.
Oh, okay. Okay. The credit provider would be General Motors Company.
GM Financial, yeah, General Motors Financial.
Perfect. And how much money are you paying monthly for this account?
The pickup, I think, is 462. No,
400.
I could change 449, something like that, but
Perfect.
I don't remember exactly. That off the top of my head, so.
Very well.
I
Let me
know
see if
there's
I can.
15,300 left on.
Okay. That's what's worrying you. Okay. Nicholas, I already have your score. And according to Equifax, it's 487. Okay.
Okay. So it went down even a point, so.
Yeah. So let me tell you what's affecting your score. At the moment here, you have two car inquiries, these ones that happen every time that you apply for something or somebody checks your credit. You want to be careful with that because they may stay there for about 12 months. You also have 60, you have 24 minor delinquencies. These are late payments from 30 to 60 days. You have one major derogatory trade line. This is a late payment for more than 3 months. Because of these issues, at the moment you are 67% of trades ever delinquent. I am also able to see that you have one bankruptcy. Is this still active?
No, it was closed in well, shoot, a long time ago, actually.
Oh, okay.
I could look it up
Okay.
real. I'm gonna look it up real quick on Credit Karma because I don't know,
Well,
because it should have my history before that too, honestly, and because I went 2 years, no missed payments, no nothing, which is perfect. And like I said, I got forced out of my place of work because of another artist being physically violent with me. I just had to leave, so
Oh, I'm sorry
for
to
my own
hear that.
safety, for everybody else.
Of course.
Yeah, it threw a wrench into everything. It put a wrench into everything. So,
And you don't have collections, you don't have repos, you don't have foreclosures, okay? So
right, that's
any
what I'm trying to avoid, the repo.
You told me. Well, anything that you don't recognize that you find misleading, outdated, unverifiable, or inaccurate by FCRA law, we will dispute it because the goal of the credit pros is to strengthen your credit so you can achieve your goals. The program that I'm about to offer you here will give you access to your unique client portal where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You can see the negative items we're working on, the negative items we have removed from your credit score, as well as different opportunities for you and your credit. You don't have to be alone in this process. You're going to have access to a credit advisor.
Okay.
You want to get a loan to pay your car note? Well, but you're not 640 yet. Here, you still have access to these third-party loan companies that are more likely to work with you based on your score. You'll be able to apply from $1,000 to $100,000. See the kind of loan you may qualify for based on your score. So let's go ahead and start improving as early as today. This way you get better options and reasonable interest rates should you decide on applying for loans
Okay.
in the near future, right? And you will also have access to our unlimited disputes on the negative items that you identify as misleading, outdated, unverifiable, or inaccurate in your report. This is going to be through the three credit bureaus at the same time. In other words, we're going to help you clean up your credit score. And if for any reason something shows up again in the future, you're going to have a lifetime guarantee. You will also receive
Okay.
a trade line. This is for up to $5,000. It is with nationalcreditdirect.com. It's not a credit card. You're not going to be able to buy gas or fast food. This is just for you to be able to buy electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, and appliances online. The purpose of the line of credit is that you can report and establish good payment history month after month on Experian, I'm sorry. And you will also have access to the credit builder benefit. This means that all the payments that you make for the service will be reported to the three credit bureaus. This way, you will reflect the payment history month after month. You will not receive any money from the credit pros. And if you cancel, of course, the positive reporting will be discontinued. Is everything clear at the moment?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, Nicholas, we have two programs. This one that I just described is the most complete and actually the fastest. It has an initial fee of 149 month to month, no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services rendered. There are no contracts, and you can cancel as soon as you have the credit score you want. In case that you don't have the initial fee, you can start our services only with a small payment of $12.95 first, and then the initial fee in 2 weeks from now. The other program is a more affordable program. It's a little bit slower, but it's only 119 month to month. You can also start with a $12.95. The only difference would be that you wouldn't have access to the credit builder benefit and the $5,000 trade line. So which of the programs do you prefer, 119 or 149?
How much is it to start that 149 one again?
You can start with $12.95 in both programs.
Okay. Probably the one with the 5,000 credit line because
It's faster.
I need electronics and furniture and
Oh.
stuff for my house too,
Oh,
so
that's
because I got to
perfect.
move out, right? Yeah, I'm getting
That's
evicted and
perfect.
everything, so
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Okay. So
Oh
were
man,
you saying?
it's been a rough 6 months, and I tell you what, it's because of COVID. It's honest to God, it's because of COVID,
You're still suffering the
and that's what it
effects.
all stems from.
Oh my
Yep,
God, I'm so sorry. So, Nicholas, will you be
it's
using
okay.
Visa, MasterCard? I'm sorry.
That'll be fine. It is actually, shoot. I don't know what it is. It doesn't say. It's off of Cash App. So,
Oh, okay, Cash App, very well.
Wells Fargo is what it is.
Okay, perfect. Whenever you're ready with the 16 digits, I am ready, okay?
Okay. I gotta get to my stupid card. I don't remember where it's at.
No worries, take your time.
No, because it doesn't give me the 16 digit
Oh.
card. It gives me the routing number, and then I think that's a 16 digit.
Well, I need the 16 digits, the car number, basically, and the
No.
expiration date.
Okay. That's asking for a transfer, and it's going to charge me something, so that ain't happening. I don't know how to navigate this stupid thing. I use Square all the time, and I just started using this Cash App and my wallet thing on my phone, it's just, I don't know how.
No worries, take your time.
Don't know where to find this information, I guess.
Isn't it like in the settings?
I don't know, because I always scan the code too. I mean, when somebody pays me with Cash App, they just scan my phone and it just automatically sends it, and it's really convenient to use. It really is.
I remember that
I
the
mean,
other
even
day I looked Cash App.
this. Where?
Number, where to find it?
bank and wire transfers. There we go. Okay.
Oh, you found it? Okay, perfect.
Well, I've got to go over my wallet, my Google wallet.
Okay.
Because I got my Cash App card tied to that. It's a Visa.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
Ah, it won't bring it up. Okay. There we go. Mm-hmm. They're still not giving me the stupid numbers. Got all of them X'd out except for the last four. What the heck? Maybe this will give it to me. I don't know. I don't know where to find the damn number at. And I don't have the actual physical card yet. So we kind of split up, and it's in a not a very good situation, and she kind of took off with all the stuff, so.
Oh, okay.
Finding out what I can do, you know.
Okay. What is your system? The system that you use your card, Derek?
Just a second here. I'll get it. I've seen it on there earlier. I just don't know where it's at.
And I remember I looked for that information the other day for another customer, and I'm not able to find that information here in the computer either. I'm also looking for it.
Right, yep. That ain't gonna do it. Okay, 4403.
Mm-hmm.
9342.
Mm-hmm.
7317.
Mm-hmm.
664.
Okay.
3674, yeah.
Okay. Expiration month and year, please.
10 of 25.
10,025.
And the
CVV?
The CVV is 940.
940. Okay. So it's going to be 10, 2025, 940. Let me repeat you the complete card number. What I have is 4403-9342-7317-664.
6664, yeah.
Three sixes.
Just
okay. The last four digits,
yep,
are 6664, correct. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. Nicholas, if there is a case that you can pay the full amount, we have a special discount where you'll end up paying $119 starting today instead of the $149. So do you want to go ahead with the $12.95 or you want to take advantage of the
$119? Yeah, we can do the $119. I got $138 on it too.
Perfect.
We can go ahead and do that.
Excellent. So your recurring charge date is going to be the $10. Once the payment is accepted, your month-to-month fee of $119 will start April 10th. I just need to go over the credit card disclosure to process the initial payment of $119 to date. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in decline will be subject for reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft your account in case that the funds are not available. Welcome to the program. We have successfully processed your enrollment. We will now activate your client portal so you can take advantage of the benefits that we discussed earlier. You should have received a text message and an email from the credit pros.
Okay.
It's going to be a text message and an email. And it says, welcome to the credit pros. When you're able to see them, please let me know.
Yep, I see it. You want me to click on the
Perfect.
portal link?
Yes, please.
Okay.
It's going to take you to another web page. What you're going to see is the agreement of service. You're welcome to review it, of course. Whenever you're ready, you just click on agree and next step. You have to scroll all the way down for that. I'll be right here through all this
Okay.
process. Please let me know when you're ready to click on next step, okay?
Okay. Okay, agreed to that.
Perfect. After you click on next step, you're going to see personal information. Please verify it. Please verify that it was entered properly. Then you have to create a password. It should be 8 characters long, one capital letter, one special character, and one number, please. When you're ready, click on next step and please let me know. I'll be right here.
All right, got that done.
Perfect. Were you able to click on next step?
Yep. And then
Excellent.
I just did check my mailing address too, and we're good on it.
Perfect. Okay, please check that information as well. And then you're going to click on next step. After that, you're going to see the Equifax authentication screen. You click on next step again, and then you're going to get to your negatives. Once you get to your negatives, please let me know so I can tell you what to do there, okay?
Yeah, I'm at my negatives already.
Okay. You can now see the items in your report. Please, they have already been pre-selected with a check mark next to them. Those are the negatives that you
Okay.
will be disputing. If there is a case that you don't want to dispute any of those, just remove the check mark or uncheck the box. Usually my customers just dispute them all. Whenever you're ready, please click OK, got it, and let me know so I can tell you what's coming.
Yeah, just dispute all of them, I think.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I've been, oh man, I've been trying to get loans is what I've been trying to get. And that's what all a lot of these are.
Okay.
They're just inquiries.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. GM Financial hit it a couple times for here recently, I guess, but yeah, there's only four actual debt ones on there that all the rest of them are inquiry, it looks like. And I hate it to let this go like that, but I was trying to save her credit and stuff too, and to save the house and everything, and the state took too long on getting my licenses back to open up my own tattoo shop, and I just got it up and going and running good, and she kind of it didn't work out. We'll put it that way.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
All right.
Okay. Whenever you're ready to
So
click
you
OK,
wanted
got
me
it?
to. Okay, so you wanted me to unclick all those, right?
No.
Or
No. If you're
okay.
disputing them, they should be with the check mark next to them. Those are the ones that you will be disputing. If you don't want to dispute one, or any of those, just remove the check mark. You will be disputing the ones with the check mark. And then you click OK. Got it?
Okay. All right. So disputing it means you don't agree with the charge, right?
That's correct.
U.S. DOE. Okay, that's original creditor. There's definitely one on there. Okay, I get it now. All right. Yeah, there's definitely a couple of them on here, actually, that shouldn't be on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercury cards should be in collections, actually. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually that's what I told you. My customers just dispute them all because they read those things and they never understand, like, completely why those negatives got to be there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, even my student loans are showing up as negative, and they're not supposed to be there. Because I'm not delinquent on my student loans.
Anyway, uh-huh.
That's the one thing that I've actually kept up with, but that's because of COVID, and they waived all the fees. So they waived all payments for a while.
Okay. I'll be right here in silence. Whenever you're ready to click OK, got it? Please let me know, OK? Take your time.
Yep, I got it. Yep, I just clicked it.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We're excited to get you on this journey for a healthy credit score. I'll be transferring you to our Auto Credit Advisor, ACE. They will be verifying that I entered all your information correctly. This will only take 1 minute. It is very important for you to listen to the complete message. For your account to be fully set up, I need you to stay on the line. Please don't hang up for this transfer. Thank you for your business and have an excellent rest of your weekend, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi. I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in special program. You were charged $119 today. Each month you will be charged $119 on the 10th of the month. Your date of birth is January 8, 1982 and your social security number is 506087491. Your address is PO Box 304 Sutherland, Nebraska 069165. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.